We talked to you last week about what the outlook for the bye week was. How was your bye week? What did you accomplish?
I think we were able to have a good time to rest and get healthy as individuals and as a team. And I think, you know, the health of our football team is huge moving forward. So that was big for us. And just had a chance to do some self-scouting. And that, again, was as individuals and as a team. So two positive things, a lot that we learned and can build upon moving forward here to the second half.
From doing that self-scouting, did you feel good about overall how the team performed in the first half and that there are some positives to take away that you can bring into the second half?
No, obviously there are some things that we've done well enough to have ourselves sitting at 5-3, but I think there are a lot of things that we can improve upon. There's a lot of room for improvement, and I think that it's key that we focus on those things here second half of the season.
Those joint practices with Tampa, did you get to go up against Talib? Did you see him at all? Any impressions of him?
Oh, well, I don't really have any comment on that right now.
You came in the same draft.
You're just keeping that to yourself.
Yeah.
You guys were in the same draft class? I mean, did you know him at all during that process?
No, I never I never met him other than, you know, competing with him or against him on the field, you know.
Do you get excited when you see that the team goes out and does something at the trade deadline, which a lot of teams don't do? The trade deadline in football is usually just this, and you guys go out and you get a piece that reportedly, allegedly can help you.
Trusting in the decisions of Coach Belichick, Mr. Caserio, and the rest of this organization to do what's best for our football team moving forward, giving us the best chance to succeed on the field.
Is that like in the manual?
Because no one was holding up a sign.
Because you nailed it.
I got nothing.
Are you focusing on Buffalo?
Yes. Let's talk about Buffalo. You know, and that's where our focus is this week, you know. As we move here later into the season, we realize that every game from here on out is the biggest game of the season. It's a divisional game. You know, these guys always give us a fight, and we know we're going to be in for a fight. So, you know, our focus is on Buffalo with the guys that we have here this week, and we're going to do the best that we can to prepare, have a good weekend, and hopefully have some success on Sunday.
Matthew, when we talked to Rob last week, he put a big emphasis on no more six-hour flights. We thought that was a big deal.
Yeah, it'll be nice not to have to travel halfway across the world to, you know, that obviously that kind of travel takes a toll on your body. But, you know, we had a good experience over there in London. That was great, I think, for our team and for the NFL in general. So, you know, it was fun doing something like that.
Well, most of your games now are home games.
Yes, and that'll be huge. And we'll be dependent on the 12th man here as we go down the stretch, knowing those guys. Our fans understand what time of year it is, and they know to get rowdy on Sundays, so that'll be exciting as we get here later in the year, being able to play in front of our home crowd.
Matthew, is it almost disappointing to have to hit pause when you guys are building such a great
one? Not at all. Your body doesn't mind hitting pause for a little bit. You know, we understand the things that we were doing well and the things that we need to improve upon. But, you know, I think rest is equally important, and we were able to get that this past week.
Seems like everyone's gearing up, Matthew, for cold pads today. And you fully expect that you guys are going to maybe bang a little bit today?
Oh, no question. Yeah. We had days off. We had no reason not to. So we're going to hopefully go out and have a good one today.
What about the fact that bye week came on the heels of the trip, as you mentioned? Did that trip come in the middle of the season with the game on the heels of it?
I think that was a good look by the league to take care of us there. You know, obviously, with a lot of travel that we had and, you know, knowing that it takes a toll and the time zones and all that, I think the league did a good job of organizing the schedule that we had the bye week afterwards.
How are you feeling physically?
Feeling great. No, I mean, you know, it's an NFL season. And I think that says everything. And, you know, it's NFL season. Things are tough. You know, everybody gets nicked and knacked. But, hey, man, we're living the dream. So, can't complain.
Even the guys who aren't missing games are pretty much all playing with something that maybe is limiting.
Yeah, one would assume that you play 12 games, something's hurt a little bit. Fingernail, hangnail, something.
Sumat,
I got to run, though, guys. I got to meet.
Thank you. Oh, I appreciate it.